I remember the day like it was yesterday. It was a Tuesday, which was yesterday. So that would make today Wednesday. And with that kind of logic, that must mean you're listening to Tim Hunter on KRKO. God help us all.
Well, happy hump day. Made it to Wednesday, the midway point of the work week, and the midway point of the month as of noon today. We'll be halfway done with March. How about that? Good morning. My name is Tim Hunter. More of Everett's greatest hits coming all morning long. We're going to just pile them on thick for you this morning. And you are cutting it close. Remember, if you join the KRKO fan club, by 10 a.m. this morning, we'll send you a special code that will get you into the pre-sale for Styx and Nancy Wilson's Heart performing at the Washington State Fair September 21st. Going to be here before you know it. I know it seems like forever away. Tickets go on sale Friday for the Riff Raff and the Unwashed. But if you'd like to get in early, KRKO.com. Join the fan club. We'll send you the code that will get you in. Making the most of a Wednesday morning by piling on all these great songs. Everett's Greatest Hits, KRKO. My name is Tim Hunter, and my wife is currently down in San Diego checking out some places for her company's next conference next year. Already planning a year ahead of time. But she's a little concerned because she heard from Ted Beener, our weather guru, and apparently this is the thing. We've had La Nina weather for the past 3 years. We're heading to the El Nino type of weather. What does that mean to San Diego, to us? Well, Ted Beener's got a nice little weather podcast to tell you all about it at everettpost.com, a great source for local news.
And now it's time for food news, because we all love food.
Well, we sure do. Got a bunch of food news for you. Taco Bell announcing that the Quesarito is going to leave their menus April 19th. You have just over a month to order it online or use their Taco Bell app. So you keep them straight. Free Cone Day at Dairy Queen is next Monday. Ben and Jerry's Free Cone Day is April 3rd. McCormick, famous for their seasonings and spices, is giving their iconic red cap bottles their first makeover in over 40 years. Get ready for a new look and a cap, a snap cap, that supposedly keeps the spices and seasonings fresher longer. Yes, Krispy Kreme will be offering green glazed donuts on St. Patrick's Day, if you must. It's true, there is a ranch dressing flavored ice cream out there. We just don't expect it to be around for long. And Jack Link's, the beef jerky people, they've been getting creative lately. First, they did a Doritos-inspired beef jerky. Now, and remember, I'm only the reporter. Now they're offering tender meats care packages to send to a guy who has gotten a vasectomy. All right, there's your food news. Just trying to maintain, keep it going. We made it to Wednesday. The weekend is out there. We just got to get there. Good morning. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter hanging out with you and doing what we can to make it a better morning. We'll tell you about the Rolling Stones. Well, here's what I know. There'd been a rumor about them coming to town some point this year, and that just didn't happen. We didn't hear anything more. What we have heard is that they are down in a studio in Los Angeles working on a new album, and allegedly both Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney have made some appearances. But you remember they came out with a song 3 years ago or so. It was called Living in a Ghost Town. Yeah, it came, it went. People were excited. They did some new music. And, well, now, 3 years later, a songwriter is suing the Rolling Stones, saying that that song was actually made up of a couple of his songs. So, it's going to be up to the courts to figure it all out. But first, let me play you the Rolling Stones' Living in a Ghost Town.
Oh,
okay, that's the Mick Jagger version. Now you've got this guy who has a group called Angel Slang, and this is the song he says the Stones stole from him. It's got that Stones-like harmonica. And then the singer comes in and the theory gets shot down real quick. I don't know. Yeah, okay, they have drums. They both have harmonicas and guitars. And I guess they are exactly alike. Or not. For the courts to decide. That's why I'm not an attorney. Ah, Your Honor, he looks guilty. Anyway, we move on. Feeling good Wednesday morning underway here at KRKO Everett's Greatest Hits. Tim Hunter, man, it's not a day goes by without somebody around the Puget Sound area saying, wait, you're telling me there's a radio station that plays, still plays the Beach Boys, Frampton, Sly and the Family Stone, Kenny Loggins, and Elton John all in the same hour? You stick around. We'll show you what Everett's Greatest Hits means. And we're not bluffing. We've got songs, and we're not afraid to play them. I don't understand this at all, but apparently scientists have revived what they call a zombie virus that had been frozen in permafrost for 48,500 years, and they brought it back to life. Can someone tell these scientists to mind their own business? Did none of them watch The Last of Us? I'm probably not the first to say this, but what could possibly go wrong? My God, stop it. We've got more of Everett's Greatest Hits for you, a zombie virus free, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Yes, absolutely, of a generation remembering a Tapestry and when Carole King was so hot. It was just like you bought an album and every single song was great. And she had her heyday and I was in high school just a few years ago. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Got more good stuff on the way. Blondie, Sly and the Family Stone, Kenny Loggins. We are just spoiling you. And we're getting you into the pre-sale for Styx and Nancy Wilson's Heart, both performing at the Washington State Fair September 21st. And tickets go on sale Friday. We can get you into the pre-sale this morning. Starts at 10 a.m. You got to sign up for the KRKO Fan Club before then. If you do that, we'll send you the code. It gets you in. We all live happily ever after. KRKO.com is where your quest begins.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Oh, some of these are just wrong. Happy for 25 years. My wife and I were very happy for 25 years. Then we met. When I see the names of couples carved on a tree, it makes me realize how many people bring knives on a date? Sometimes you meet people and you know instantly that you want to spend the entire rest of your life without them. Oh, I didn't just fart. I just blew you a kiss from the bottom of my heart. And one more. Sure, you can wander around Walmart and eat grapes. No one bothers you. But the second you start on a rotisserie chicken, here comes security.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Everett native son, Kenny Loggins, in the green room up next here on KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits. And if you are a fan of this radio station, you can prove it by going to our KRKO Radio Swag Shop. Check out all the goods there. Pencils, sweatshirts, t-shirts, polo shirts, even if you don't play polo. We've got them with the KRKO logo on them right there. You can't see where I'm pointing, but it is right there. Check out what is available right now. Easy address to remember, krko.radioswagshop.com. Here we go. Name dropper. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. Name dropper. Well, Illinois, that's a name of a state, and beginning January 1st, they're going to become the third state to offer paid leave for any reason. Doesn't matter. All that matters is how many hours you've worked. Employees will get 1 hour of paid leave for every 40 worked. So it doesn't have to be sick or maternity or whatever. You just get the time off. Aaron Rodgers on the way to the New York Jets. Not confirmed last I checked, pretty much a done deal. President Biden let it slip that Jimmy Carter has asked him to deliver his eulogy. Gary Glitter got out of prison about a month ago. He's already back behind bars, trying to access the dark web on his phone. And Roger Daltrey's response, when someone asked him if The Who was planning on making a new album, quote, "What's the point?" I think Roger's done.